Welcome to Real Talk with Reginald D's Motivational Coaching Question and Answer segment. I'm your host, Reginald D. Since I'm a life and motivational coach, I'm going to answer any questions you may have about your personal journey to success. Today's episode is inspired by a question from one of my listeners. Let's talk about some strategies for making better decisions and creating positive change. But before we dive in, I want to express my gratitude to each of you for tuning in and being part of this journey toward personal growth and empowerment. Your support fuels my mission to uplift and inspire others. So thank you. Now let's jump into today's question, which comes from a listener. The listener question is, Reginald D, sometimes I don't make good decisions and it's starting to impact my life. How can I make better decisions? First, I would like to thank you for your question. Making good decisions is important and is a skill that you can develop with practice and self-awareness. Let's talk about some strategies to enable you to navigate this process effectively. First, we'll talk about clarifying your values in this process. You will need to identify your core values and your main priorities in life. Now, let me ask you a few questions. What matters most to you? What do you want to achieve? By aligning your decision with your values, you ensure that they are in harmony with your authentic self. See, I was in the same situation one time in my life. I talked about it on the podcast the other day. My life wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't achieving things. I wasn't achieving my goals and things like that, only because I was trying to do it my way. And I wasn't trying to do what God has for my life. See, in Philippians, the second chapter, it says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Another important aspect of the strategy is gathering information. Take the time to gather important information before making any decisions. You should consider both the facts and your intuition while you're gathering this information. Different perspectives and insights are great to have and are an important aspect of your information gathering process. Reach out to a mentor or a friend, someone you can trust, and someone who will give you different perspectives and insight, which will help you with your process. Now, I'm wondering if you think about your consequences when making decisions. And the answer I want to hear is yes. Richard D., I do. If not, you need to consider the consequences and what would be the potential consequences of the decision you want to make. A lot of people make decisions and don't think of the consequences. But knowing the consequences of what your decision will create is important to make a good decision. I need you to remember that. Let me ask you another question. How will your decision impact your life in the short term and the long term? You need to also make sure that you look at the risks and benefits carefully before moving forward. Now let's talk about your instincts. You must learn to trust your instincts and your gut feelings. That comes from God. A lot of people make decisions based on their gut feelings, and often your intuition and gut feelings can guide you toward the right decision, even when logic fails to provide a clear answer. Tune into your inner wisdom and listen to what it's telling you. I talk about this a lot, and it's meditation and mindfulness practices. Meditation is good for so many things, but imperative for your mind and also your decision-making process. Meditating allows you to quiet the noise of the mind and connect with your inner wisdom. When you approach decisions from a place of clarity and presence, you're more likely to make choices that align with your highest good. Now, we all need to learn from our past mistakes. You need to learn how to embrace your mistakes and setbacks that come with decision-making. Instead of dwelling on your failures, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Reflect on what went wrong and how you can make better decisions in the future, man. Weigh in on the pros and cons and try not to overthink this process, since it may keep you from being able to make the final decision. The more you overthink the step, the more likely you will bring doubt into your final decision, which may cause you undue stress at the time. Now, for your challenge this week, I want you to choose one decision you've been putting off or struggling with. Take some time to apply the strategies we discussed today. Clarify your values. Gather information. Consider consequences. Trust your instincts. Practice mindfulness and learn from your mistakes. Then make a decision and take action, knowing that you have the power to shape your destiny. To my listener, thank you for the question. And I truly hope it helps you and any other listener who may question their decision making. Now, don't forget to send your questions to me via email at rsherman@realtalkwithreginald.com or visit my website at realtalkwithreginald.com and instant message me on the website, or you can just send me a message on there as well, or message me on social media platform. Just search for Real Talk with Reginald D. And do me a favor. Make sure you share this episode with your family and friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can receive alerts every Tuesday and Thursday when new episodes are published. I know it's a lot of information, but if you just go to realtalkwithreginald.com and explore my website, you will find everything you need there. By the way, you will be able to find all the links in the show notes as well. That's all for today's episode, fam. I hope you find this episode insightful. And remember, making better decisions is a journey, not a destination. Stay patient, stay open-minded, and trust in your ability to navigate life choices with wisdom and grace. As always, thank you for tuning in. And until next time, let's empower ourselves to make decisions that lead to a life of fulfillment and joy. See you next time.